This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Rotlieb. We are getting down to the final weeks of the 2019 legislative session in Montpelier. And so we thought it would be a good time to check in with our senior political reporter, Bob Kinzel, for another episode of Ask Bob. And we're going to take a look at the historic length of sessions in Vermont. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Hey, Mitch. Good.
Well, let's start by talking about what's happening the weekend of May 18th. That's when lawmakers in Montpelier are hoping to adjourn. How is that particular date selected?
Mitch, it's really driven by the state budget. It's been usual for lawmakers to allocate enough money to meet for roughly 36 weeks over the biennium, so that's 18 weeks in each year. And sometimes the first year of the session runs a little longer, and if that happens, basically lawmakers have to borrow a week or two from the following year. That means they won't have as much time in the second year of the session.
Well, what happens if lawmakers do not adjourn on time? I mean, do the legislators still get paid?
Oh, they absolutely get paid, and staff get paid. It takes about $400,000 a week to keep the full legislature in session. Now, that includes salaries, meals, and lodging. But lawmakers do have to vote to authorize this additional money, and they do get criticism from voters if they don't have a compelling reason to stay that extra time.
Well, let's take a look back in history then. How long did lawmakers traditionally meet in the 19th century, let's say, and when were the sessions generally held?
Mitch, it's really fascinating. In the very early days of statehood, lawmakers would meet several times a year in different locations. For instance, in 1782, there was a winter session in Bennington, a spring session in Windsor, and a fall session in Manchester. But then Montpelier was chosen as the state capital in 1805, and for the next 100 years, the session begins in October and generally runs about 5 or 6 weeks. And then during World War I, the start of the session is moved to the beginning of January, I think, to better accommodate the needs of farmers. And I should also mention, Mitch, that until 1836, Vermont had a unicameral legislature, just a house. There's no Senate. The Senate is added in 1837 by the passage of a constitutional amendment.
Wow. Well, let's jump ahead about 100 years or so to the start of the 1967 session. There was a major change instituted at the State House. Instead of meeting once every 2 years, lawmakers decided to hold a biennial session and then come back to Montpelier each January. Why did that happen?
Well, it really is an enormous change for the legislature, Mitch. I think this might be the biggest change ever. First, in 1966, there was the reapportionment of the Vermont House, and before that time, every town had one representative in the House. Now, think about it. Burlington had one, Rutland had one, Chelsea had one. And at that time, the House is reduced from roughly 250 members to 150, and representation is based on population. Now, this has a huge impact on the kinds of issues that come before the legislature, because now the more urban areas have much more political clout. And then it's decided in 1967 it would be better if lawmakers met every year. That's basically what we have now, and to pass a budget every year. So the amount of time that lawmakers are in session basically doubles from 1960 to 1980.
That is a sea change indeed. Are there any rules on how long a session can last in Vermont?
There are absolutely none, Mitch. Vermont is one of 12 states that has no constitutional limit for the length of a session. But remember that lawmakers do begin to feel the heat if they extend their budgetary limits.
Yeah, so there may not be any technical rules against it, but there are certainly political fallout that can happen. How does the length of a legislative session in Vermont compare to other states in the country, generally speaking?
Well, Mitch, it's interesting. There are really three categories for states. Those like Vermont, they traditionally hold a session every year, and it lasts about 4 or 5 months. This is a majority of the 50 states. Then there are roughly 10 states that meet on a full-time basis. You know, they might take some time off in the summer, but they're back in action in the fall. Their lawmakers receive full-time salaries and often have staff. And then we have the short session states. They meet for around 2 months, and that's it. And this group includes Louisiana, Florida, West Virginia, Wyoming, and Utah.
I got to ask you one last question, Bob, because I understand that you have a theory about a possible connection with weather to the length of legislative sessions. What is that?
Well, Mitch, I can't prove it. I need a lot of time to research this. But my theory is that when the weather in early April is warmer than usual, the session doesn't go on for too long. The windows are open at the State House. Members are outside at lunchtime on the State House steps. They're thinking of spring and summer. And conversely, when the weather in mid-April is really, really cold, the sessions tend to run longer because no one's thinking about the spring and summer.
Bob Kinzel, thank you so much.
Mitch, my pleasure.
And if you have a question for Bob Kinzel, you can write to us at news@vpr.org and just put Ask Bob in the subject line.